For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam. I'm flying solo today. Not really. Muggsy's not here, but I have people with me. Hornets fans with me. I'm live streaming currently on youtube.com/SamDracula, and I'm going to bring in other Hornets fans to share their thoughts on the Hornets thus far. We just recorded, or just finished playing the Nuggets. A very, very, very tough game against the Nuggets on Tuesday night. So that's what, if you're listening to this later, that to give you an idea of what's going on as you're listening to this, that's what's happening. But yeah, I have a few people, hopefully, that will come in and join us and share their thoughts on how things are going on the season. I have a live chat next to me as well. And if this goes well, this would be a normal thing. If it doesn't go well, we'll never do this again. Who knows? Who knows? But what I do know is that this podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. So I want to give some love to them.
Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
So back to the show. Right now, the Hornets are kind of up in the air. They're 8th seed right now. The Bulls could really help the Hornets out if they lose to the Nets tonight. Right now, that game, as I'm recording this, the Bulls are down 91-74. So if the Bulls lose today, as I'm recording this, the Hornets will be clinch a spot in the play-in tournament. So with that in mind, just to kind of level set what's happening right here, right now, I see Aiden in my Discord. I'm gonna bring him in to share his thoughts on the Hornets, LaMelo, etc. I'm gonna unmute you here in a second. All right, man. Aiden, you there? Aiden, I see you. I'm gonna leave you unmuted. So you need to unmute on your end, and then you can come in. So what's the chat saying? Devontae was sitting tonight. Yeah, so I'm going to talk about Devontae in a second here, because this is his first game back after a few missed games, right? And he made his impact known in a very big way. 10 of 19 tonight against the Nuggets, and a very crucial performance. 7 threes he hit. Aiden said he'd be back in a minute. All right, we'll come back to you, Aiden. We'll come back to you. Just let me know when you're ready. As I was saying about Devontae, really showing a confidence in his knee that's clearly bothering him for the last few games, and making his impact known and reminding the league what he's capable of in a very big performance tonight. Really, really helping the cause this evening. 10 of 19, 7 of 14, like I mentioned. Perfect from the free throw line, which is to not go understated. four boards, five assists, excuse me. The seven threes off the bench, crucial, which really goes back to something that I've mentioned a few times during my live streams and during this podcast about how lethal this backcourt can be. Because the four, LaMelo, who we all know, Terry, who we all know, Devontae and Malik, those guys have been so clutch in their own specific ways. And I don't know if all four, if you look at those four guys at the peak of their powers, I don't know if there's another four set of guards on any other team that can match up with ours. And that's a good place to be. It's a good place to be. Who knows if it'll last long? There's some questions to be answered in the offseason as you look at restricted free agency and that with Devontae and Malik specifically. But all things considered, I like where we're going. And Brad Wanamaker, the only trade deadline acquisition we had, is left as the odd man out. But it's nice to know that if his number's called, Brad Wanamaker can slide in there and give us some something. You know, it's not a complete drop-off, and we're not relying on a rookies, Riller, Darling, etc., of making those minutes up. But Severe asked a question. Sam, thoughts on Cody Zeller's performance? I feel like he stepped up his game big time over the last few games, especially offensively. And so Zeller, kind of like Devontae, is really like stepped up as a role player, like as an advanced role player. Biz has been getting love as the starting center. PJ was getting a lot of love as the starting center. And Zeller has been put on the back burner for the most part. And today, excellent example, reminding the whole world of what he's capable of. 29 points for him off the bench. 7 of 9, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 10 boards, 15 points, 3 assists, 2 steals. Who would have thought Zeller in the last year of his contract would be this energy guy off the bench? It's been really cool. It's been really satisfying, you know, seeing a guy who's been around for a very long time, a guy who you think is older than he really is, excel at a high level. And yeah, get wrecked. We can't lose Devontae. It's tough. It's really tough. I wouldn't want to be Mitch Kupchak right now. It's a good problem to have, truthfully, you know, having too many good players at the same in the same part of the court. And yeah, if the injury bug, so Troy says, if we had Hayward, we would 100% be in the fourth seed if the injury bug never hit us. Fam, exactly. And the timing of it, the players we lost and the timing of the injuries, it's not fair. Really, it's sports, you know, life aren't fair, but it's not fair. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. I believe it. LaMelo, Malik, then Hayward. Okay, fine. And the NBA gods want to give that to us. Fair. Okay. We get LaMelo back. Devontae gets hurt. Bridges is out. PJ got hurt during that stretch as well. Is this too much? And for Bridges was that guy too, who was our main guy. Before LaMelo got hurt, it was Bridges and LaMelo were the only guys that played in every single game. And for Bridges, LaMelo falls down awkwardly, gets hurt. It happens. NBA stuff happens. You know, it is what it is. That can happen to anybody. Bridges gets put on the health and safety protocols. Like, it's not even a basketball thing. And he's taken from us. So that energy that Zeller offered tonight and does it in certain points has to be replaced with Bridges out. And it just makes me excited, I guess, for the return of everybody, because this team at full force is an issue. And so when you look at the play-in, right, when you look at the play-in situation, you got to hope all our guys are there and available. Okay. But maybe that's too high of hopes. Maybe that's too soon. So then you look at, all right, let's imagine the Hornets advance in the play-in and make it to the playoffs, right? And at that point, you're like, okay, what can we do? I think this team at full strength can take a game or two from anybody they play. I don't think they can advance beyond that, especially when you're talking Nets, Sixers, Bucks territory. But this is going to, the Hornets will be a tough out at full strength. If we don't have Hayward or Bridges, Cody Martin may be a tough one as well. That ankle injury seems really, the timing of it seems tough, you know? And so I don't know about Cody Martin. So I think those three are the most likely three of the injured to not return. Like those guys that are out now, seems ropey that they'll be back in time. That I think without those guys, without Hayward, without Bridges, without Cody Martin, the play-in is going to be really hard, really hard. The Celtics lost Jaylen Brown. And then, like, if we lose that game, we're facing the Wizards and Pacers. Those teams can play us really tough. Like, I feel like it's a fair shout, right, for, like, those other teams. Because that brings us down a little bit as a squad. I do rate our chances because I saw tonight, because we played a team, this Nuggets team, that could potentially win the whole thing really tough for four quarters after a slow start. So anything is possible, but I don't know. I'm afraid for what could happen in the play-in with this team, not at full strength. Not at full strength. It's, you know what's messed up? We can't even keep our coach on the floor. It's like everybody can get it. I've been saying that all year. It doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter your status in the league, doesn't matter your status in your team. Anybody can get it. James Borrego got it today. Wasn't an injury. He got ejected. Two straight techs. Got sent packing. And he's watching the game like us. It's crazy. It's actually crazy. So Steph Curry in the chat. It's crazy that the Hornets lost by 5 points and LaMelo Ball had 5 points. Like if he would have scored 20 points or more, Hornets win. Yeah, but like, okay, so let's talk about LaMelo tonight. Okay? LaMelo went 1 of 9, 0 for 3 from 3. Went 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 12 rebounds, 7 assists. Like, five turnovers and 2 personal fouls. Like, LaMelo's offering, his ability isn't limited to the scoring column, right? Like, that's the whole, like, magic of LaMelo Ball and his ability. So, I'm never too concerned about his scoring as long as he's giving us boards and some activity on the defensive end and is making plays out there. But, yeah, this is a 5-point game. So, we have more points from LaMelo. It's fair. It's fair criticism. I can't fault you. Can't fault you for that. It's really crazy, Sam, though, I think, of this. The Hornets are playing playoff energy tonight. Now we don't have Miles and Hayward. Like, bro, we have good pieces. Yeah, we do. We really do. And it's truly a bummer that we can't attack the playoffs at full strength. It feels like the Hornets are getting robbed of an opportunity here. Not to anyone's fault. It's sports. It happens. Like, look at the Lakers. They had high hopes. There were a lot of people's favorites to win the title. AD's hurt. LeBron's hurt. Got to overcome somehow, some way. But then we could take a game away because Nets depends on offense. Plus, you know, the big three haven't play together. Let's say they lose first game to Hornets. Nets will be heated in the locker room and we'll take advantage. Yeah. So I like our chances. I'm trying to say this carefully as possible. Because I don't want to overstate anything or like overhype anything. But I like the Hornets' chances in the playoffs. I don't envision a scenario where the Hornets get embarrassed in the playoffs, like not the play-in. I'm talking about the legit playoffs. I don't think they get embarrassed in the playoffs. I think they take a game or two from whoever they play. And if somehow, some way, they get a favorable matchup, and it's like something shakes out in a crazy way the rest of the way, maybe they can get something favorable. But that window's closed. April, we can have those conversations like maybe the Hornets get to a 6 seed. But even now, a 6 seed, you could be facing the Nets in the first round. Like, who wants that? Who wants that? 80s balling out, then immediately hops on GTA. Oh, man. The Nets can have an off game and we can get it for sure. Yeah, and like James Harden. Durant has been an enigma, as has Kyrie all season long. And then you factor in Kevin Durant's injury issues, right? And then anybody, you can get it. They can get it at that point. But the Hornets are equally flawed in their own right as well, too. So it's just, you have to take it. You have to take it one thing at a time. But the beauty of it is, it's been a weird year. And who's to say it won't be a weird playoffs? And a weird playoffs benefits the Hornets, because the Hornets won't be favored in any playoff matchup, no matter who it is. They won't be. And if the weirdness of this NBA season continues in the playoffs, it favors us. So that's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm banking on. Otherwise, the bare minimum, this team, the young players on this team, will gain some valuable high-intensity basketball experience that they can then build on and reference later in their careers. Because I fully expect this team next year to make a run at the 4-5th range, like a legit 4-5th range for the entire season. They're not going to jump into the Nets, Sixers, Bucks realm. But maybe there's a scenario where they can go to where like the Knicks are, right? In that like you have the top tier and then just like the suburbs of the top tier. I think the Hornets can get into that next season. And using this year as an example, something they can build off of, is something I'm very excited about. Sam, what are the keys to success for the Hornets in the next few games with a play-in spot on the line? It's a weird one because, okay, so Rick Pinnell tweeted after the game that Borrego says he hopes to get Bridges back soon, air quotes, and he didn't elaborate. So I don't know what's going on exactly with Bridges. He's in the protocol. I don't know how he's feeling. And so I don't know what his recovery would be like once he gets out of like quarantine. If he has COVID and he has no symptoms, then great. He can get back right on the court and not miss a beat. But you never know with this type of thing. Jason Tatum talked about it earlier. Russell Westbrook even talked about how we kind of dealt with the symptoms and recovery from COVID. So you never know. Never know. You can't like Sam LaMelo. Wait. You can't lie. Sam LaMelo's Ben Simmons with the defense. It pops threes once a game. Like, I don't know how I feel about that. But yet again, we're so spoiled because we were the fourth seed. Plus, he's 19 years old. Yeah. Okay. So on that note, going into the year, I thought the Hornets could be an 8 seed. And so the fact that they're an 8 seed now, it's hard to complain about, because this is what I wanted in December when the season started, right? But what sucks is that the fact that they were flirting with the 4 seed. So now the 8 seed seems like, oh man, we're kind of settling for the 8 seed after we saw like the bright lights of a top four Eastern Conference standings finish. But hey, man, playoff basketball is playoff basketball. Hornets missed their opportunity to play into the tournament last year because of the shutdown, one win away from the cutoff. It's been a long time coming for a lot of these players. I know Devontae, I don't know, but I got to assume Devontae has to be super gassed for this opportunity, PJ as well. I hope. So up next, by the way, the Hornets have the Clippers. When is that? That's Thursday. And then Saturday and Sunday, Knicks, Wizards. The Clippers are going to be tough, really tough. I expect to be as equally as tough as this Nuggets game we just watched. But man, the Knicks and Wizards, I need them to win two of these games. Just for my own sense of confidence. I need them to win one. I need them to win two of these. Two of the three. Clippers, Knicks, Wizards. Only because I want this team to have some positive momentum going into the playoffs and the play-in and then the playoffs. It's looking like, let me scoreboard check right now the Chicago game. Yeah, where'd it go? So yeah, the Nets are putting the work on the Bulls, fortunately. Okay. Yeah, they just scored again. Perfect. So they're going to get in no matter what. So with that in mind, assuming that score holds up, this may not age well if the Bulls pull off some crazy comeback with just 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So assuming the Bulls lose, the Hornets are clinched into the play-in. But that doesn't really instill a lot of confidence in their ability to succeed. Right? So I need them to get two wins out of the next three. But I don't know if is that asking for too much? It won't be easy. It will not be easy. But I hope it's not asking for too much. Devontae's in his prime. We should sign a 2-year deal, right? I have no idea what's going to happen with that. Like, there's Malik. The Bills do on Malik and Devontae at the same time. Zeller's contract is off the books. Biz has a favorable contract right now. That expires. So there's money to be spent, plus a lottery pick. How do you manage all that? Knowing that you're going to have to pay Miles next year and PJ the next year and then LaMelo the following year. Like, how do you add to your team? How do you keep your guys happy, here and happy, and then also add to the team without putting yourself in a bad position later on? It's really weird. It's really tough to figure that out. So hopefully Kupchak has that figured out. Otherwise, you're looking at the simplest solution would be like a run of like a sign and trade, I guess, with Devontae or Malik to fortify the roster in a different position somehow, some way. But even then, it'll be hard to see Devontae or Malik go. It'll be really tough, especially after tonight. Like, just recency bias in that. Wizards are scary. They lost to the Hawks yesterday by one without Bradley Beal. Russell Westbrook, by the way, congrats to him. He got the record for the most triple doubles. Westbrook is built for these types of scenarios. Really, really built for this. And so we're talking one-off games. Craziness. Craziness. And we've seen how guards can light up the Hornets here and there. So I don't want to think about it. Come on, Indiana. You can do this. I believe in y'all. Sam PJ has been low-key underrated. He's getting a double-double almost every game. Plus, he's still hella young. Yeah, PJ, salute to him. By the way, okay, so last time this podcast went out, it was last Wednesday. Tuesday night, it was announced that PJ was going to be out for, I think it was the Pistons game at the time. And all it said was personal reasons. We knew his girlfriend was pregnant, or his wife, I don't know what the situation is, but we knew he was expecting a kid. And that's what it turned out to be. So fortunately, nothing bad happened. It was all good news. So congrats to PJ. And he came back with his dad energy, his dad strength. And yeah, I think PJ's been underappreciated this year, playing in a new position. And also taking a lesser role. You know, his shots are down, I believe, from last year to this year, especially with Hayward in the mix. And so his scoring is going to be down. His options, his looks are going to be down. And he's going to be asked to protect the paint, grab rebounds, and hit the seldom three. And of all the guys on the team, I like his shot the most. I still think he's a very much underrated shooter in this league. So he's one of those dudes that we saw against the Kings that can go crazy. And I like that. I like the threat of that. The core three, PJ, Miles, and Melo, keep them, in my opinion, long term. Yes, I love that. I love it because those three feed off each other very well. There's no redundancies there. PJ, even I know there's memes about PJ and Miles being the same guy, but they offer different things and they can exist on the floor at the same time. So like, that's going back to what I was talking about before, just the idea of everyone back and healthy, and JB has everyone to choose from. That idea is very exciting as a Hornets fan. Because for me, right in my way, it would be LaMelo, Terry, Hayward, PJ, and Miles. Well, not in that order. It'd be LaMelo at the point guard, Terry shooting guard, Hayward at the three, Bridges at the four, Washington at the five. That could be really fun. a lot of energy, a lot of ability on the floor at the same time. I like the small ball lineup, but that's just me. That's just me, though. I don't know how y'all feel about that. Sam, our entire team is underrated except LaMelo. You're kind of not wrong. People are sleeping on this team, honestly. Like, that is one of the cool things about LaMelo and the attention he brings to the team. Because guys like Bridges and PJ, especially Bridges with all the dunks he's having, like, he's getting some really serious recognition. And mind you, he was the MVP of that Rising Stars game. Well, the last time they had it in 2020. The 2021 just happened. The 2020, he was the MVP of that game, a game that had Luka and Zion in it. It's mad. The Hornets had three players, Devontae, PJ, and Bridges. And Bridges walked away with the MVP of that game. But yeah, I feel like I'm going on a bunch of tangents here. Bridges continuing to get better each year. So year four Bridges is gonna be something that's really gonna be exciting. PJ, the same way. Year three Bridges is something I'm really excited about. Not to discount the rest of this season. Now, see Sevier's comment, the key to success for the Hornets in the next few games. I hope that we get some. We need to lock down the perimeter, obviously. Michael Porter Jr. is insane. I think the Clippers, I'm afraid of what they're going to do to the Hornets from the perimeter on Thursday. All right? I'm afraid about that. The last time we played the Knicks was a tough loss. That was a tough one. What was the score for that one? Let me find that. Yeah, so it was 109-97 the last time we played the Knicks. That Hornets team at the time, the starting five for that game was Vernon Carey. That was a game where he played 3 minutes and was never seen again. Jalen, Bridges, Rozier, Devontae, PJ, the Twins, and Zeller. It was very much a depleted team against the Knicks. And that was that the game where RJ was trash for three quarters and then just went nuts? I don't know if it was that game or not. I swear he had like a crazy second half. He was bad for like a first quarter and went nuts. Yeah, 24 points that game. I don't know if it was that game or not. But I became an RJ Barrett fan after that game. Yeah, but yeah, we need to sign a good big. We do. If we get a center, we're contenders. I think that's the move. And the Hornets will have some options, either in free agency with Rashawn Holmes, hopefully, maybe. Maybe. In the trade market with Devontae, a Bridges. The Hornets have all the first round draft picks. There's some options there. But I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to this final stretch. It's going to be sad when there's no Hornets regular season basketball to talk about. But on the plus side, we're getting play-in basketball and then hopefully playoff basketball to talk about and watch and experience together. But man, I'm going to be nervous. I'm going to be so nervous about that. So nervous. Initially, Okay. The Nets up 11 with 3 minutes left. Okay. So again, as I'm recording this, if the Bulls lose, the Hornets are locked in. They clinch the play-in. So that's a dub. Just got to hope for a favorable matchup there. The Pacers are tied with the Sixers, which is crazy. So hopefully that... Hopefully that goes the Sixers' way, just so the Hornets have some extra breathing room in the Eastern Conference. Because it's really close. It's really, really close in the East. One win between 8 and 10. I think we will do better against the Nets personally than the Sixers because of the big man matchups. Oh, so someone said Jared Allen. I would love Jared Allen. He's a restricted free agent, so it's going to be tough. It's complicated. You have to offer a lot so the other team doesn't match. I would love it. Mitch Kupchak has my stamp of approval on Jared Allen. So if that means anything, do it. If not, I understand. I'm just me. But that Jared Allen would be amazing. But yeah, going back to the previous comment, I think we'll do better against the Nets personally than the Sixers because of the big man matchups. I'm afraid like Embiid would carve the Hornets up. The Hornets have no answer for Embiid. And then Thibault and Simmons are incredible defenders. So like, I feel like that would negate, cause problems for our, I talked about earlier how sick our four guards are. Those dudes would cause problems for those guys on the defensive ends. On the defensive end. But yeah, Rashawn Holmes would be perfect. He'd be perfect. He's an unrestricted free agent. He's like 27 years old. So maybe, I don't know, 2-3 year deal, something like that, just to get him in the door. May have to overpay a little bit to give it to him to come here, because I think a lot of contenders would have won him. He may be a guy that takes the mid-level to go to a contender. I don't know. But the Hornets will have some money to spend. But yeah, someone brought up LeVert. I don't know. LeVert's been playing good when he's on ever since the trade. Yeah, so the Pacers, I don't want to overlook them. I don't want to overlook them. No defense exposes Hornets. The Hornets would be great to get someone young who might want a chance. That may be the hope. Find a guy who's underappreciated, not getting many minutes, and get a chance to really succeed. Even getting THT or trying to get John Collins, because it's restricted free agency year. Collins will be fun. Collins will be a lot of fun. Collins, PJ, and Bridges. That'd be a really solid front court. Because options are important as well. Like, I look at the big position, like the center, I'm power forward center, whatever. A guy that can defend a little bit, get rebounds. That's what I want. If you can shoot a three, amazing. If not, no biggie, we can work on it. But that needs to be addressed. But also a small forward that's a knockdown shooter. I'm saying the name Duncan Robinson. It's never going to be Duncan Robinson, but something like Duncan Robinson. That's what I want. Sam, here's what I tell you. If Biz or Cody can step up, they'll be fine. Yeah, they can do it. They can do it. They're capable NBA players. They can do it. It's just going to be really hard. It's going to be really hard. Plus, Sam, you never know, once in a gen someone drafts a star. We might get that this year. LOL, who knows? Yeah, the Hornets will get a pick somewhere in the mid-lottery. We've seen a lot of really good players selected there. And even just look at our own team. Bridges, PJ, both selected in the middle of the lottery. Malik, is not inconceivable that the Hornets nail it with the first-round draft pick again. Pacers have a worse defense when Sabonis and LeVert are on the floor at the same time. Jalen 6'10". Yeah, and Jalen McDaniels as a 6'10 young player has a lot of upside. Still, we got a taste of it during this injury situation we've had lately. We've seen Jalen can get a bucket. He can get a stop. I love that from him. I'm excited to see year three. What'll be his third year, Jalen McDaniels, next year? But yeah, his continued growth is something I'm very much looking forward to. So that speaks to just how important this year is. Just getting into the playing meaningful basketball the entire year now. Like, it's going to be wire to wire to get into this playing thing now. And then the playing itself, and then the playoffs. There's a lot of opportunity for these players to gain some experience and to, clutch up a little bit. It's really cool and exciting. And as fans, it makes everything a little more interesting towards the end. And I'm here for it. Hopefully it doesn't get too scary. This team could be any team when healthy. You're not wrong. You just got to do it over like a 7-game series. That's going to be a little tough. But that's why I think they can take a game. They can take a game here and there, depending on, not even depending. I don't care who they play. They can take a game from somebody, anybody. But the entire series, really tough. Really tough. But, hey, who knows, man? We have, just to put a bow on this, Thursday night, Clippers versus Hornets, May 13th, 7 p.m. Genuinely have no idea what to expect. The Clippers can blow out the Hornets. The Hornets can blow out the Clippers. Be somewhere in between. I have no idea what to expect. And then this weekend, the Knicks and the Wizards. and then it's done. The 2020-2021 regular NBA season will be done. It's insane to think about. Insane. I know it's a shortened season, but it just felt like it flown by. But what you gonna do? And then we get to playing, man. It's cool. I'm excited. So I'll be here throughout the entire thing. This podcast isn't going away. Every Wednesday, everywhere you can listen to podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Sam Dracula YouTube channel, where I have some people listening and contributing to right now. So thank you guys for hanging out with me as I do this. Let me know what you think. Do you like the live recordings of this? Do you want more of this? Let me know in the comments. Let me know in the chat. Leave a like. But yeah, I'm going to end the stream. I'm going to end the podcast. Thank you so much. You've been listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. I appreciate everyone that's listening and watching, and I'll see you next week. And hey, the regular season will be done by then. We'll have some playing basketball to talk about. Until next time, take it easy. Stay safe out there. Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.